Imagination is both a natural gift and a skill that can be developed and honed through practice. Understanding and developing your own imagining style can be rewarding in all sorts of ways, many of them unexpected. Those are some of the basic premises of this audio recording from Imaginary Journeys, and in fact of all the companion CDs in the Therapeutic Journeys series. This one is called Just Imagine, and is about learning to relax deeply through using the imagination. It's also about developing the ability to find a clear personal focus, a notion I'll explore further in due course. And, as the first in the series, it provides the key to the others with some central information and ideas. But before we start, something important needs to be said. The CD is designed for repeated listening whenever and wherever it's possible to turn off a little from the outside world and look inwards. Some people find that they're able to do this in the midst of crowded places, or on trains, or planes, or buses. Many others prefer to find some sort of relaxed solitude at home, or somewhere private, and it's really up to you to decide where and when and how you can listen to it, and make use of the ideas. But right now, it needs to be heavily underlined that it could actually be very dangerous to play it whilst doing anything that requires sharp, outward-going attention for safety and effectiveness. Your attention will be drawn away from the outer towards inner imagery. So it's best to park that car, turn off that machinery, and find a safe place where you'll be able to close those eyes as and when you need to. Now, for the rest of this track, and in the second and third tracks, I'll concentrate on explanation. I'll talk about how the CD works, what you can expect from it, the different kinds of track, and so on. After I've given you a little basic information about imagination itself and about styles of imagining, you'll be able to skip these tracks once you know your way around, but it may be helpful to return to them from time to time to see if the ideas feel a little different. From time to time during the recording, I'll suggest hitting the pause button so that you can complete a task or make a decision before continuing. At those times, you'll hear this sound. There may, of course, be other times when you want to pause anyway, so you'll find it useful to have whatever control you're using handy. So anyway, what is imagination? Aren't some people just more imaginative than others, just naturally? Well, it's true that imagination is natural. It could be called a given of human nature. It's reckoned by experts that we've been able to imagine consciously for about 35 or 40,000 years. Moreover, the ability to control imagination was key to our rapid evolution as a conscious creative species. Without imagination, there would be no metaphor, no language, no ability to understand and manipulate the world in the way human beings do. So, we all have it. And we all use imagination to a greater or lesser extent. Take dreaming for a start. Everyone dreams, whether or not the dreams are remembered. Sleep research backs that up and indicates that dreaming occurs particularly, though not exclusively, during the REM or REMS stage of sleep. That stands for rapid eye movements, because our eyes under the lids seem to be darting about. During dreaming, the right hemisphere, the part of the brain that works with whole patterns, with context, and of course with resonant images of one kind and another, is more active, and the more logical linear left hemisphere is relatively dormant. What seems to be happening in dreams is not really happening at all, but it doesn't feel like that at the time, because the critical faculties are on the back burner. According to psychologist Joseph Griffin, originator of the expectation fulfillment theory of dreaming, and co-originator of the powerful new human given synthesis of therapeutic ideas, dreams are all about cleansing the brain of recent unresolved emotional introspections, ready to respond to new experiences. Hence dreaming, and the unconsciously directed imagining that goes with it, can be seen to have a vital purpose in what you could call the natural economy of the brain. And dreams achieve all that through metaphor, in which one thing stands for another thing. One strange and peculiar or absurd or baffling experience represents another and another and another. Now, when we consciously direct imagination, we go into a mini dream. We use the same kind of brain functioning as the dreaming state does, and we enter a world that can be highly metaphorical, where meanings can transfer, be carried over from one domain to another through imagery of one kind and another. Conscious imagination, like dreaming, allows us to go through experiences that are not happening, sensations we're not really having, whole places, contexts, happenings not really here and now. Imagination is, to use a contemporary-sounding metaphor, the mind's reality simulator, through which we can not only reconstruct past feelings, experiences, tastes, smells, and all sorts more, but also construct for ourselves what it might be like to do something we've never done, be somewhere we've never been, talk in ways we've never talked, act in ways we've never acted, rehearsing reactions we've never had, feelings, thoughts, and all sorts of not yet realized possibilities. Which makes it a very powerful tool indeed. And it all costs nothing. Using imagination, it's possible to create for absolutely nothing at all effects the movie makers spend millions on, all in one's own portable home theater within the mind's eye. Imagination is a major key to creativity, and is also a vital element in many memory and accelerated learning systems. Using imagination well, it's possible to develop all sorts of skills and to practice them in the mental gym of imagery. Like these skills of relaxing and focusing we're developing on this recording. But misusing imagination, it's possible to create all sorts of problems for oneself. Because imagination is what happens when in the twilight gloom you half see an old rag hanging from a branch, and it becomes instantly a ghost, when the bump in the night is a burglar instead of the cat jumping off a cupboard, when a piece of rope glimpsed out of an eye corner is a poisonous snake. Unchecked imagination may well be at the root of many phobias, anxieties, psychotic episodes, and all sorts more. Imagination is a gift we all have, but we need to learn to use it well.